Welcome to The Journey to Worthy, a feel-good podcast for women who are on a powerful journey to self-love. And wait a minute. Hold on. While most of that's true, we all know the journey is not always rainbows and butterflies. Sometimes it's really tough. That's why on this podcast, you'll hear real, raw, and mostly unedited stories about the complex journey to finding self-love. I'm your host, Rachel Spencer. After battling an eating disorder and finally realizing my own self-worth, I'm here to help you see that no matter how difficult your journey is, you've been worthy all along. Hey, beauties. It is me. I am here alone today. I know, big surprise. I haven't done a solo episode in quite some time, but I am on a high because I am having my most profitable month of business ever. So I was like, what better time than to come on here, celebrate with you guys, and answer some of the questions that you've been asking me surrounding entrepreneurship and business on Instagram. It's so funny because when I started my Instagram, it was all about my journey to self-love and healing. I mean, that really was the purpose. I just wanted to immerse myself into the self-love and recovery community and share my story. That was it. And I had no idea it would impact so many lives. I had no idea I would turn it into a life coaching business. And then in turn, the success of that would start my business coaching business. I mean, I had no idea where it would lead me. All I knew was that I wanted to change lives. But as my brand continued to grow, I think I had it in my mind that nobody wanted to hear about business. They just wanted to hear about my recovery and my self-love journey. But when I asked you guys the other day what you wanted me to talk about on my next podcast episode, I was blown away by the amount of business questions you guys had. I mean, from starting a business to growing a following to having confidence, you know, to telling your friends and family, there were so many questions that I just realized, wow, this is something that I had a limiting belief around. I was telling myself that nobody wanted to hear about that side of my life. But the truth of the matter is, like, my account is my life. Like, that's who I am. That's why I started my brand. It's a personal brand. It's surrounding who I am. And I'm actually doing everyone a disservice by hiding that side of me, especially whenever there are so many aspiring entrepreneurs that follow me already. So just a little bit more about my story to how I got here before I start answering some questions. And I did this in an Instagram story the other day. It's actually in my highlights, my About Me highlights, if you want to go check it out. But I started this account based on my recovery and healing journey, and I was really blown away by how fast my account was growing, and I was getting featured in the media, and I was, you know, trying to decide what I wanted to do with my life at that point. I was like, okay, I really enjoy Instagram. And I got my degree in acting, which I think is why I love, you know, showing up on my video, and I don't mind creating content and taking photos and stuff like that. Was never afraid of the camera ever since I was little. But I was like, okay, I don't know if I want to do that for a career. What do I want to do with my life now that I'm on this healing journey? Like, I'm trying to rediscover who I am. And I think that I have a passion for changing lives, for transforming others. So that's when I decided to become a life coach. So after I decided to become a life coach, I was still growing my account. I was really focusing on helping women with body image issues and low self-esteem. And because I had already grown my account to a certain level, a certain number of followers, I won't say it was easy, but it was easier for me to gain clients then because I was already speaking my message. I already knew what my ideal clients and my audience was going through. I had been there and I knew that I could help them. So I started growing this life coaching business slowly but surely. And after a while, it had grown to a certain, you know, number of clients and number of success that other health coaches, life coaches, even other business coaches were asking me, oh my God, how did you grow your account? How do you convert followers into clients? Teach me your ways. So I realized that I really enjoyed the strategy portion of it for helping people not just grow their business as far as what do I want to do? What's my niche? You know, what am I interested in? Who do I want to help? But really helping them strategically gain that loyal following that is ready to buy from them. So I was like, oh my God, I'm going to become a business coach. And of course, you know, along the journey, this is a question that somebody asked me actually about, like, how did I gain the confidence to start my own business? It was hard. Along this journey, there was so much imposter syndrome. I wasn't sure exactly if I was qualified enough to help these people. Even before I was a business coach, whenever I was a life coach and I had a certification that I purchased, I spent months working on, you know, I'd hired a coach to take me through a leadership course. I mean, I'd done so much work around it, but I still just did not have the full confidence that I was that person that was going to help others heal the way that I had healed. So it took me a long, long time, but just like how I say self-love is a skill and not a personality trait, it was the same thing with business. I just had to trust myself in the process and just know that if I just kept going one day at a time and I kept practicing, even if it was on practice clients or low-cost clients, I knew that I would eventually get there. And of course, I hired my own business coach to help me out along this journey, and I'm still working with her to this day because, I mean, entrepreneurship is just not something that you want to do alone. It is freaking hard. It is hard. There is blood. There is sweat. There are tears. And there are so many times that you want to give up. So having somebody there to guide you, hold your hand, give you a clear roadmap toward your goals, and who sees the vision that you see for your business. I mean, it's irrevocably the best thing that you could do for your business is hiring a business coach for yourself. So yes, I am a coach who has a coach, and that's why I'm as successful as I am today. But anyway, so basically, I have been launching this signature group program, which is growing your business through social media. I have been running this for the past year. This is the fifth time that I'm doing it because it's been so successful. It helps entrepreneurs basically go from zero to, at the end of the program, having a profitable business and feeling like they have all the tools that they need to really step into that level, next level of leadership and guide their clients towards success. So, I mean, I have people who came in the program making maybe $500 a month, maybe, and leaving the program having their first 5K launch or even having their first 10K launch. My client Sarah just had her first 10K month. Yes, I know it sounds crazy. Whenever I first got into entrepreneurship, I thought people were lying. When they talked about having 10K months, I thought that was a joke. But now I realize that it is 100% possible, that and so much more. And that's the kind of idea that I had behind Online Empires. I want to show people what is possible for them and their business during their entrepreneurial journey. So again, this is the fifth time that I'm launching it. By the time this comes out, the cart will be closed, but I will be launching it again in about 5 or 6 months. And it is my best launch yet and officially my best month yet. So I'm freaking out. And before I answer these business questions, I had to do a lot of reflecting because I realized that I hadn't been posting as much about my recovery journey on social media. You know, maybe every 5 or 6 days I would post, and I really wasn't showing up the way that I used to. I realized that I think it has a lot to do with that belief that I was talking about earlier, that nobody wants to hear about this side of my life, that people only want to hear about my recovery journey. And so I just, whenever I'm busy with other things going on in my business, I just wouldn't post on Instagram. And that's not right. That doesn't make me feel good. You know, letting everybody who follows me for that reason, I feel like I'm letting them down by doing that. And especially now realizing that so many people are on an entrepreneurial journey themselves, or that what you guys don't even realize is that the reason that my business is as successful is because I've been through this recovery and healing and self-love journey, because I've learned to love myself and trust myself and have confidence. And like I was saying, with treating self-love as a skill and taking it one step at a time, that process through recovery taught me how I should behave in my business. And so really all of that led to where I am today. And so all of a sudden that clicked in my mind. And I was like, why am I not sharing this? Because everybody out there who is struggling with their recovery journey, wondering, who am I? What's next? What am I going to do with my life? I am not showing them the possibilities. I am not showing them that there is more to recovery than just being able to eat your favorite foods again, you know, or being able to go to the beach and wear a bikini. Like, recovery can take you on such a larger journey and introduce you to your purpose, to your calling. This is what I was meant to do with my life. And I truly believe that I had to go through recovery to discover how to become this person and to have this successful business. So my vow to you guys from now on is that, yes, I'm going to still share about my recovery and healing journey, because that is a lifelong journey. That is something that is important to me. I know it's important to you, but I also want to share more about my life outside of that. I want to share, you know, even more about mental health. I don't even share as much about that and my anxiety as I do self-love, but more about business coaching, more about how I work with my clients. And hopefully that inspires you to find yourself and maybe even become an entrepreneur. So let me look for these questions really quickly. Okay. So the first question comes from Molly Kirby. Oh, she asked, how did you have the confidence to start your own business and quit a traditional job? I kind of answered that with confidence and like taking it one step at a time, even whenever you're feeling imposter syndrome. But as far as quitting a traditional job, that is a whole other aspect in itself. I mean, I will say that I quit my job before I was ready. I don't think you're ever ready, right? Especially whenever you're like at a six-figure job. I mean, it's really hard to take the leap and suddenly say, well, I'm just going to try this entrepreneurial thing, because you really have to trust yourself. It takes a lot of confidence in yourself, because suddenly you are dependent on your own income, right? You can't just go to work and fake it and just like fall asleep at your computer and hope that your boss doesn't see. Like, no, your income is dependent on the work that you put into your business. So being able to quit on a whim like I did, I already knew took a lot of confidence. And so that in itself gave me the confidence that I could do this. I could actually possibly create this business that I've always dreamed of if I gave it my all and you know, worked day in and day out as hard as I could, which now I believe in helping my clients do it in a way to where it doesn't feel hard and that it's simplistic. But back whenever I started, I definitely was a hustler. I was somebody who worked from sunup to sundown. And so, yeah, I mean, that's pretty much it. Just like really trusting yourself and having the confidence in yourself that like you decide your future, like you decide whether or not this is going to work. And if you don't trust yourself, then what are you doing? Like, there's no way it's going to work. But yeah, I quit when I wasn't ready because my boss made me really mad. She kind of made fun of my job and my Instagram account. And so I quit on a whim, but I've had a lot of clients who have worked with me and who have taken my group program that by the end of the program, they're making more of an income from their business than they are at their job, which is why they end up quitting their job, because they actually do feel ready. It's still scary, but they feel ready. Dylan R. Bean asks, how do I use social media in a healthy way and not toxic? This is a really, really good question. Dylan, I'm not sure what you're going through, but I'm going to talk just from my own perspective, somebody who is on a lifelong recovery and healing journey. I think that social media for me means a lot of boundaries. I have to be really careful about who I follow and and who I want to see, you know, in my feed, whose stories I want to see, et cetera. Because anytime that somebody triggers me, I have no doubt that it's fine if I hit that unfollow button. Now, that's not the same for everyone. Some people are like, oh, like I'm ashamed. Like I don't want to unfollow this person. I feel bad. But for your mental health, for your recovery, you are allowed to unfollow accounts that make you feel bad or make you feel like you can't be yourself or that trigger you, et cetera, et cetera. And also as far as like hashtags go and stuff, you know, not looking up triggering hashtags and really immersing yourself in a community that you love and that is supportive. For me, that was the self-love community. And the recovery community, just joining the conversation, going into the hashtags and supporting other people and saying, hey, I'm here for you, or I've been through this too, and posting my story online and, you know, healing in that way. You don't always have to post, you know, half naked photos or post super vulnerable things to start your healing journey. I mean, posting it all, just sharing the tiniest bit of information and opening up with people. It's less about them and how it affects them and more about you. It's the same with therapy. Whenever you actually talk about something, it feels like a weight is being released from your shoulders. That's how I feel about whenever I post on social media. It's not about the likes. It's not about how many people will comment. It's about something that was inside of me that I wanted to release, that I wanted to get off of my chest. So I hope that helps. All right. Sporty Lady 859 asks about being comfortable doing life at your own pace, or in your own way. I love this, girlfriend. This is a really, really good question because I feel like too often we are pressured to follow somebody else, especially in the business coaching and the coaching entrepreneur world in general. We're always constantly comparing ourselves to others. Well, this person has only been in business for a couple months and they're already making 10K months. Or this person got asked to speak at this event. I've been doing my business for 3 years. I don't get asked to speak at events. Clearly there's something wrong with me. But I'm telling you right now that we are all on our own path. We are all doing different things in our own way. For me, it took me 5 years to get to where I am today. Master life coach and author Kara Allwill-Leyba says that it took her 9 years, and it took her like 5 or 6 years of still being at her 9-to-5 job at MTV before she quit and just did her blog and her life coaching business. Health and business coach Angie Lee states that she's been doing this for like 7 or 8 years and now she's a millionaire. I mean, and then there's somebody else like the Slay Coach. If you guys follow her and her podcast, Jamie Jocelyn King, she's only been doing this for like a year and a half, and she's already at multiple six figures, you know? So like, you never know. People have different paths. People have different resources. People have different dreams, different visions, and you cannot compare yourself to theirs. And in fact, I honestly think that failing can be the most fun. So if you're doing life at your own pace or in your own way, and you're like, okay, well, I'm going to be over here failing while everybody else around me is succeeding. I mean, good for you. I'm like silently clapping for you, because the truth of the matter is every single time you fail, you learn something and you come back 10 times stronger. That's why I love failure. Failure teaches you so much about yourself, about your business, about basically everything that's going on around you. It's always an empowering educational moment. So don't be afraid to fail. Don't be afraid to have your own path and go at your own pace. All right, what else do we got? How you decided to invest in yourself the first time and use a coach. What worked and what bombed? Good question. Rise with Shelby asks this question. Shelby actually took my, like the first round of Online Empires when it was just about Instagram and not about business in general, but loved having you, Shelby. Thank you so much for supporting. How did I decide to invest in myself? So I had been running my business for a couple of years. And like I said, I'd seen a little bit of success on social media, but I did not understand how to scale my business. You know, I still was barely making it by, just surviving from client to client and basically making peanuts from each client. I had no idea what to charge, how to structure my services. I was very confused and I was like, I don't feel like I should be freaking out about rent every month. I feel like this should be a lot easier. So I started looking for business coaches and I couldn't find one that I really liked. And then I heard my coach, Erica Ashley Kudo, on a podcast that I was listening to. And to be truthful, I didn't even listen to the full podcast. I listened to like literally the first 10 minutes and I immediately was like, I need to reach out to her. Because the other coach that was like the head of the podcast, the host of the podcast, she, I had inquired about her services and she was way too expensive for me at that time. And she was interviewing this other girl, Erica, who seemed to be very, very business savvy. She knew exactly what she was talking about. She seemed like she had exactly what I needed. And I wondered if I would vibe with her. And I thought, okay, maybe she is a little bit less of an investment. So let's see. So I messaged her. I was like, I heard you on a podcast. I know nothing about you, but I would love to talk to you about business coaching. And we hopped on the phone and I really vibed with her. She was like coaching me on the phone, giving me aha moments while on the phone with me. I was like, oh my God, yes. Why didn't I think of that? And I was like, I was really feeling this fluttering in my chest. Like, Rachel, this is it. This is the woman that's going to take you to, you know, those 10K months you're dreaming of and that financial freedom you're dreaming of. And so I was like, okay, I want to do this. What's the price? She told me and I about shit my pants. I wanted to puke because, and I said, I didn't have the money. I said I didn't, but the truth was I had it in my savings, but investing in her meant draining my savings. And I just was like, I don't know if I can do this. I don't know. What if I fail? What if I'm not worthy of this? But something in my gut was like, Rachel, if you do invest, the worst that can happen is maybe you're disappointed. Maybe you don't make your money back. But the risk in not investing is that I stay right where I am and I stay confused and frustrated. And I was like, that is too big of a risk for me. I have to invest in myself. So I did. Again, it made me want to puke, emptying my life savings for my coach. But within 2 months of working with her, I had doubled my income. A month after that, I quit my job. And 2 months after that, I had my first 10K month. So if you're wondering if investing in a coach is worth it, it is. Now, to your question of what worked and what bombed, I think you're asking as far as like investments goes. So my coach actually went on vacation for a month, or it wasn't really vacation for the entire month, but basically we had a month off from working with each other and she was out of town. And so I decided to hire another coach for a month and it was a larger investment with like $1 million coach that everybody wanted to work with. And of course, that totally bombed because that coach had so many clients and so much going on that she couldn't give me the proper support that I needed. And I won't blame her entirely for that because I clearly did not express where I was at in my business and how much one-on-one support I really, really, truly needed. So I don't think she understood, or else maybe she wouldn't have taken me on as a client because we only spoke like maybe every other day, a couple of messages back and forth. And for where I was at in my business, I needed more high touch, hands-on support. So you really have to be careful with the coach that you're going to hire and just make sure that you guys are on the same page with the type of support you need and, you know, whether or not they can get you to where you want to be. And a good way to figure that out is to look at their client results, to look at, you know, where they're at in their business and make sure that they're just a couple steps ahead. Like I was saying earlier, you don't want a $1 million coach who's an expert who has a ton of clients because they're almost too far ahead. You want somebody who's a couple steps ahead who understands exactly where you're at right now and can help you accelerate the process to get to where they are. So I hope that helps a little bit with hiring the right coach for you. Erica Kudo. Oh, that's my coach. Erica actually asks, I would love to hear more about how your business may have impacted your self-love journey. Yes. So I kind of answered this earlier, but I'll go deeper into it. I think the reason that I am the most successful in my business is because of my self-love journey, because of learning to love myself, trust myself, have confidence in myself, and be gentle with myself. Because as you're going through this imposter syndrome, through this growth period in your business, and just being really unsure of just life, I mean, there's no consistent paycheck. There's so much fear surrounding, can I actually make this work? Right? Like, I am my own boss. Can I actually do this? So having that confidence in yourself and learning that, you know, it's all a process. It's all a process. And just being so, so gentle and speaking kindly to yourself and doing the type of journaling and mindset work that you do throughout your recovery journey. I mean, it really, really helps with your entrepreneurial journey. And so I do think that that is the reason that I am so successful. And also, being successful in my business gave me something else to focus on as well. And that helped in my recovery journey too, because all of a sudden my life was no longer just about my body. I was like, wow, I am a boss babe. I am making 6 figures a year running my own business. Like, this is what life is supposed to feel like. It's supposed to feel exciting and fearless, and sometimes like I want to puke and poop my pants. But it's like fun, right? It's like the roller coaster of entrepreneurship. Like, it's supposed to be fun. And so I would say that's the biggest thing. And somebody asked about mental health as well. I cannot find that question, but I remember they asked, how did your mental health journey affect your business? And I will say that managing my anxiety has been incredible for my business, because, you know, there are months when you have bad months, you have, you know, bad launches. Entrepreneurship comes in waves. There are good months, there are bad months. And, you know, my worst month of business ever, I had a panic attack. I was like, oh God, I'm going to have to get a part-time job. I can't do this. And that's when my anxiety really, really started. And learning to manage it and be gentle with myself and, you know, go to therapy, talk it out, use CBD oil, do the mindset work even more, even harder. I mean, now I have this consistency and ease in my business that I honestly did not have before being diagnosed with anxiety. So I'm actually grateful for my anxiety for making me so in touch with myself and really forcing myself to focus on self-care and my mental health, so that that energy can translate into my business and everything can go easily, can feel simplistic. Okay. Somebody asks, it is Carr McDowell. I'd love to hear about your self-care routines. I think this is the last question for the day. I'd love to hear about your self-care routines. Ooh, that's a good question. Self-care routines. So are we talking every day? Are we talking, by the way, if you guys hear sirens, it's because I live in New York City and it's just going to happen. There are sirens outside constantly, so I'm not even going to pause. But are we talking every day or just on a consistent basis? I will say that every day for me looks different. I do not have a very consistent daily routine, but I try to focus on one thing that I love every single day, no matter what. So journaling is really good for reflecting. If there's ever something going on in my head, something mindset-wise, some sort of limiting belief that I can't get past and that I feel like is ruining my day, I love journaling it out and kind of just brain dumping on paper and just saying, okay, here's how I'm feeling. Here's why I think I'm feeling it. How can I reframe my mindset surrounding it? And how can I look at this differently? So it really helps just to get in touch with my feelings and just letting myself know that it's okay to feel, but it's the best way to get past it. I love taking CBD oil in the morning and at night. I love hot showers. I mean, let me know, does anybody else love hot showers? Because I think I'm obsessed. Sometimes I'll take them twice a day just because I love the feeling of the hot water on my skin. So hot showers relaxes me. I love journaling and reflecting. My CBD oil is a must. And I also just love celebrating my small wins. A lot of people think that you can only celebrate your success if it's something huge, like how this is my best month of business ever. Like now I can celebrate. Absolutely not. I celebrate every win in the book. I mean, even if I just, you know, book a sales call with somebody, awesome. That is one more potential client. It's time to celebrate. Even if I work past a limiting belief and I have a breakthrough, did I make any money from that breakthrough? Maybe not right now, but I might in the future. So I'm going to celebrate that little win. You know, all of these small wins and the energy and the acceptance and the celebration surrounding them are what lead to the larger wins. So I really like to reflect on my success from each and every single day. At the end of the day, sometimes I'll write it out. Sometimes it's just in my head, but I try to pinpoint one thing I'm proud of for that day. And it really helps because, like I was saying, in entrepreneurship, it's very up and down. And sometimes I'll have a really bad day where I feel like everything goes wrong. But if I force myself to focus on something that went right and to celebrate that, it kind of brings me back into reality. Like, okay, Rachel, it was just like one bad day in a span of, you know, 365 in a year. Like, you're good. You are successful. You are worthy. You are abundant. Everything's fine. But I also don't think that self-care has to be so, I don't know, action-oriented like a lot of people think. You don't have to take a shower. You don't have to use CBD oil. You don't have to put pen to paper. You don't have to go do your nails or drink champagne or whatever. I mean, self-care could even be brushing your teeth. Truly, if you have been in depression mode, I know that it is hard enough just to get out of bed. And so self-care could be brushing your teeth, or maybe self-care is hopping into bed because you don't know how to slow down. So you need to take a nap. I mean, it can be so, so simple. Maybe even just like talking to a friend can be self-care. And that's enough. You know, we have to get into this mindset that we don't have to do things to be enough. In fact, the other night I was reflecting on my Instagram and I was like, oh my God, I've been focusing so much on my business. I haven't been posting on Instagram. And I was like, I'm not doing enough. I'm not being enough. I'm not enough. I'm not enough. And I was like, why am I saying this to myself? I know that this is not true because I know that I do not have to do anything to be enough. I am enough because I am me. I am enough just the way that I am. And that in itself, working through that in my head, was self-care for me because I was able to remind myself, hey, it's okay if you took a few days off from Instagram. Like, you are living your life. You are making money in your business. Like, you're enough and you don't have to do anything. You don't have to hustle. You don't have to be anybody else other than yourself. I mean, that's all I can say. So I hope that this episode was interesting to you guys and that you guys are accepting of kind of the direction that I want to go in with my Instagram. Yes, I'm going to still talk about mental health. Yes, I'm going to still talk about recovery, but I just want to show you guys that recovery has led to all of these other parts of my life, including my business. And I really want you guys to see me. And that includes what's going on in my business. That includes what's going on in my relationship and in my life in general. And that I don't just have to force myself to talk about what I think other people want me to talk about. So I hope that inspires you. I hope you'll stick around and hang out with me on this journey. Let me know if you guys have any more questions or if you are a boss babe and you want to be on the wait list for the next round of online empires. And until then, I have loved coming on here and speaking to you guys by myself today. And I would love to hear from you on Instagram. If you are on an entrepreneurial journey yourself and you've been having some of those doubts or you've been wondering how to start your business and you want to talk to somebody, reach out to me. And until then, thank you so much for letting me be part of your journey. Thank you so much for listening. If you loved this episode, don't forget to subscribe so you never miss a beat. And if you really loved it, I'd be so grateful if you'd leave me a positive review on iTunes. For more self-love inspo, body acceptance, and mental health support, come follow me over on Instagram. You can find me at MyCoachRachel. See you next time.